Hello.
Hi, is it Daniela again?
Yes.
Hello there, Daniela. This is Daniel from Noonbook Writing.
Yeah,
Are
and
you
you
back?
came up at your tower, Minnesota.
No, it's based in NYC.
It's what?
We are located in NYC, the New York City. What are you saying? It shows you Minnesota.
It said Tower, Minnesota, the 218-300-9881.
It's a landline number for NYC. I'm not sure why it's showing you Minnesota, but we are based in NYC though.
You're based where?
The New York City.
Oh, you're in New York City. You're in New Jersey.
Indeed.
Okay. So you're in New Jersey. But okay, so what, I called that number you gave me, and that was an Arizona number. And
Which number?
I asked that number you gave me, the 520-240-1350, that you said was coming on your end on my landline.
That was actually a wrong number. I'm really sorry for that. Your call updated when the call got ended. When you ended the phone call, it updated the system and it showed that you're calling from the landline as 850. I'm sorry for that.
6400. Well, obviously you called it back,
I called it back. It
so
updated when actually the call got disconnected. It was showing me we got a call 2 minutes ago. So I guess maybe someone else was trying to call us too. Or maybe they were over the phone with someone else.
oh.
We have a team of 250 in-house authors and editors, so there are multiple people over the phone at one time.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry, it
just
got mixed up.
no, that's just no, that's okay. I just experienced real compromising with my phone system and everything, and it was like a nightmare. So when you said that number to me and everything, I thought, okay, we're not going through this again. So, I mean, I'm talking about on my end, there's
Someone
a lot
answer?
of. Excuse me?
Did someone answer to the number you called?
Yes, they did. And they were in Arizona, and I explained to them the situation briefly, and he said, "Well, we're in New Jersey." He said, "Because I am from New Jersey." He says, "But I live in Arizona now." And I didn't really get into anything, what my call was. He said, "Well, who were you calling?" And and I said, "That doesn't matter. That's, because it was none of his
Of course, you
business."
wanted to make sure.
Yeah. So,
I'm
anyway,
sorry for that. I'm really sorry for that. This was an error due to my act. I'm really sorry for that. I realized that the number got updated, but the call got disconnected. So then the number got updated, and it showed me the 8501. I'm really sorry for that.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that was just really.
Nightmare. Sorry for that. I think
Well,
I'm
you don't even want to know. But anyway, yeah, everything's okay now, thank you. And yeah, so the connection is better now. But what I
Fantastic.
was saying is, what we were talking
Book baby,
about.
you were telling me about Book baby, and I was telling you that I was researching on the company. I was going through their website while speaking with you over the phone. They seem a very nice company, but I guess they do not have expertise or maybe experience in how to market a book. All right, and that was maybe the reason they weren't able to bring in certain likes. They might be good at editing, they might be good at printing books, but printing will be required if someone will order a book. And someone will order a book when there is certain awareness in the market about your book. And that will be created through marketing. So I guess they weren't able to do good marketing. That's the reason you got very minimal sales for this book.
Well, I got two sales, and other sales I didn't know of because they didn't tell me, and that was really creepy because, I just felt that they were hiding a lot of things from me, and But yeah, I did, you know, and a lot of authors were calling in complaining because I talked to the distribution department several times, and I talked to a few different ones, and then I was talking to one on a constant basis, which she's no longer there, because I called them last week and I asked them a few questions, and of course they're very, very nice, you know. But the individual that I talked to, which is no longer there in the distribution, I asked her about the quotes, the quota, you know, and if she could look into, because see, on their end, and you understand what I'm about to explain, they could see more of the activity than what I can.
Of course.
See, they have more of what they could see going on from the retailers and so forth at a certain point. But she told me that she could not share any more information because the other authors were getting very upset because they were told one thing from distribution and other things were happening. So she explained that they could only give out so much information regarding the sales, you know. And my husband and I, we just felt that something was not right, you know, because I actually made the ad myself, you know, and I changed it several times. I said where I wanted it. And I went back and forth a few times with whoever, the distribution or whoever department that were, you know, putting the ad out. And I made the ad, and I have a copy of everything, you know, on my end. I kept a copy of everything. But as you're explaining, possibly they didn't have the experience in promoting it as they did. I don't know. But see, so I was the one that created the ad, and they were the one that put it out there, and it was just an ad. And am I explaining myself?
Can understand. I'm just confused. If you did everything, you did the editing, you did the formatting, you made the ad.
I did everything.
So why did you actually pay to them? I mean, what did they charge you for if you're doing everything?
I did everything. Daniel, that book you see, I did everything. I created the format. I created everything. And they would check with me, is this okay? Is that okay? And every time I wanted to change it, I would have to pay them to change it. And so how I created my book, they just printed it out.
That's it. And they charged you
$3,500. That's all they did. And every time I needed a correction, I'd have to pay them. Plus what I paid them already for the package. I mean, I could look into my account now. I'm not on my laptop. But I did everything, Daniel. I did everything.
No,
I did the editing.
Why did you
pay
for it? When you did everything and you wanted to do everything, then, I mean, why did they actually charge you for, or what did they charge you for?
They charged to print and make the book. They charged me to make the book.
$3,500?
About, yes.
Wow.
With the ads and everything, yes. Because let me go on my account and we could add it up, okay? Yes, we
it's
could.
More
give
than
me
what
a moment.
You're, what you're telling me, it's more than that, so we need to add it up. Whoa.
Can you give me a moment, just one moment, please?
Sure.
I got it. One moment.
Sure.
had like over 200 people over there. You know, so it must have been a, something. It was just a brain fart, a bread.
No,
they're not. No. Okay, let me, I'm just in the other room. Let me go in my office here. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Okay, no, I'm talking to my husband. I'm talking to you, Jim. Okay, so, all right, I see you. Are you there? Okay.
Yes.
And, okay, see, all right, you're still on my screen, so what I'm going to do is pop up. I'm going to keep you over here. Okay, I'm going to put, can you hear me okay if I put the phone like
you.
This?
I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a pain.
It's on speaker. No, I can understand. It's fine. I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to go click. I have a on my bookmark here. I'm going to click into, I'm going to log in to my BookBaby account and answer. Okay. Log in. Okay, one moment.
Sure.
I'm just going to type in the password real quick. Okay, I'm in my account now. So let me see. All the completed projects and manager recorder, royalty payments. Okay, let me see.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I guess contact information, save credit. Okay. Okay, manage account distribution, accounting dashboard. Let me see. Let me click on certain things because there's, and you could understand what I'm saying here. Okay, here. Okay,
yep.
Partner sales, they had, let me go to my royal, it was the royalty payments. Let
mm-hmm.
me see
mm-hmm.
here. Okay, all right, I put royalty payments at, it was first $50, you know, if it was over $50, send me something. But I put it down to manager recorder. Okay, I'm just completed projects. I'm going to go here because you're asking me, okay, all these, okay. I had, okay. Facebook, everything I'm saying here. Okay, let me, okay. This whole thing, the printed books, okay? The printed books, the additional changes, BookBaby POD distribution, and it was, thought it was more than that. Okay, first, okay, when I started, I told you it was the editor. It was an editing service, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it was on the 7th month, which was before August, so of 20. And the editor service was $270, okay? So you could put that in your calculator. Okay, and then, all right, then it took me 2 months, 2 months after the editing service, you know, gave me kind of
which I have the copy of that too, notes, you know, don't go on and on. You know, it was trying to, they were trying to help me, you know, get to the point.
Okay.
What are you, you know, they were saying, what are you trying to get out here? What is the message? And, you know, obviously
yep.
you understand what I'm saying. Okay, by 9, which was August, is 9, September 20, I had finished, I guess, for them to start the process, which, okay, the $270, then they charged me $1,458.52. And that was printing books, printed books, which was the additional, they were going to give me 25 free printed books that I created. Editor charges, Book Baby, POD, distribution, and continued on detail page, which, let me see. Okay, the invoice. Let me click here. Okay. So, all right, so it was $1,458.52, then it was $270,
uh-huh.
then it was $338
uh-huh.
I gave them. Let me go on. then it was $99.
Uh-huh.
Then it was another $299. That's when the Facebook ad campaign came on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then it was another, I gave them another $499 for another Facebook ad campaign. And I made the proof, you know, I made the campaign, you know, the ad.
Makes sense.
Okay, and then, so, I don't know what that comes up to be. How much does that come up to be?
$2,965. Rounded off to 3,000.
Okay, all right. So, I was just going about a general there, okay? When I said 3,500, so rounded off 3. Okay, so these were a Facebook campaign,
wow.
and this is all I did, and I changed my profile a lot. No, Shia. No. Shia? It's okay, hon. So
you know, everything that they did wasn't satisfying at all. All right.
They
and
was?
Everything that they did in against to the payments you made, so you did the work and you paid as well at the very same point of time to them for certain changes or for certain campaign setting or for editing it, all right? Because as per you, you're telling me you made the campaign and you did the editing. So they kept that $3,000 for themselves, all right? They didn't do anything on this.
Okay, and I will show you these completed projects here. I'm just throwing more things at you. Okay, these are completed projects, project details. Okay, I'm just showing you project details. This was advertising campaign development. And it was just the $4.99. So, and I have the proofs. And I, all they did was use their equipment in their building.
That's it.
To make what I couldn't make for myself, but I did basically, they printed everything, but I did all the work. And
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that, you know, it was good experience and everything, but I just thought
to what you have actually done, comparatively what you have actually paid, I would recommend you, first of all, request a refund of whatsoever you have paid, because, again, if you're paying for a certain campaign on Facebook and you're creating the campaign, so there is no point of you paying it to them or paying anything to them. So that's one thing. So I recommend you that you request a refund of what you have done, because I don't find this company a very professional company for marketing. All right, they might be good in editing, they might be good in printing, they might be excellent in everything else, but marketing, I don't see any expertise of them, you know, where I can see that they are good marketers and they have marketed books before. Even if I go on their profiles, all right, I can see a few books over there, what they actually worked on recently in April, but does not show any results. Those books are not recognized so far yet. Maybe in future they will be, but so far they're not recognized at all.
See, Daniel, the people that bought my book here on my website were the people I knew, which were two people, a relative and a friend. And on Amazon, and obviously there were other people that bought it, but and then I had to wait, you know, because I was told how they explained to me that I would get a royalty every month. So I was depending on that, you know, and they said, but you have to promote the book yourself too. And I said, okay, but again, Daniel, you know, I was just thinking that I was hoping, yes, it did go around the country, you know, and outside the country, but I don't know really what was going on, and I had a big thing about advertising and going on social media, so that's why I did the Facebook ads. But see, you're saying, well, I could try to get my money back with the Facebook ad campaign, but I wouldn't know how to do that or do anything to get a refund. I mean, that's like legal stuff. Everything here.
You would have to tell them that either you return what you have actually paid for, because you did nothing for them, all right? So you can tell them to refund the money, and you have your lawyer in touch with it already. So your lawyer will be in touch with them, and they will, you know, have to speak about this. If they do not agree to this part that they're refunding or anything else like that, so let me know. I have a legal team. I will hope you go ahead and get this refund and get this thing sorted out. With us, did you realize the difference with us? Say, I never told you you would pay $300. I never told you you would have paid $400, $500. I gave you a rough estimation of the cost directly, that this is what it would cost you. I know it sounded expensive in the one go, because, of course, this is exactly what it would cater. You know, if we need finances to create your Facebook page, or if we need finances to create your Instagram page, or we need finances to create your Twitter page and your campaign for it, so we need to tell you upfront for that, and we did that. So the cost that I've given you from our site for our company does cover everything in it, all right? Not like others that they charge you a different thing and they come up with a different requirement, and, you know, you're eventually paying more than what you actually had in your mind.
But see, everything, I don't have an Instagram, I don't have a TikTok, I don't have a Facebook, I don't have any of that. I have a Goodreads, I have a Goodreads author, which I can't get back into because I had a lot of compromising on my account, and I had to get everything redone. I had to make new emails and all that, and phone numbers and all, because something happened. I don't know. But I wouldn't know. I mean, you're saying that you would make an Instagram account and all that for me?
Indeed. And we would manage that for you. It's not that we would just create it and we will hand it over to you. We would create it. We will set it up for you. We would create your professional profile over there, set it up for you, and then we would manage that until you are, you know, the marketing process is going on. And as I told you earlier last night on the live chat, that marketing that you would be choosing with us would be at least for the next 3 months. So technically, you will be hooked with us for the next 3 months for the complete marketing process. So we will handle all the social media pages for you. You don't have to do that. And we will teach you that how you can handle them too. So tomorrow, if I'm not there, you can track in your sales, your royalties from your end too, how to track them, how to make sure that you're getting, if I'm telling you you made 5 sales on Amazon, how would you come to know you made 5 sales? Maybe you would have made 50 sales. So to clear that, we give you the access to your accounts yourself, that you go ahead, log into your account, and see yourself what sales you made, so you know how to track it too.
But see, okay, I have this book out there, but I'm in the process of making or doing my best. I started the other book. And my question is, I have to finish that book.
Okay.
So you guys could help me finish it because I see you have ghostwriters and, I mean, that would take time, like, us over, like, either a video or, okay, basically, I would have to finish the manuscript. I would have to finish the book, the second book. So, but this first book is what you're triggering at, what you're talking about, right? You're saying,
yes.
you're explaining to me that this book, okay, the book I have here, because we went over several things, and I said to you, hey, you know, maybe I can change, because John Grisham, I remember years, I think his first book, he tried to sell it, and it wasn't, a win, so he changed the title, or he changed the cover, or he spiced it up some, but after the fact that he printed more, and anyway, the first book, after he changed some things, the first book, that's what I read, that it was someone actually bought that book from him, and they paid him $600,000 or something. But anyway, okay, let me get to the point. With the book that I have out, I think maybe I can change the title some. I could change the cover. The team could help me change the title more. You know, you could read that book in like 25 minutes. Maybe you can go in the content of the book and suggest. You know, I don't know what you do on your end, but you can change some of the things in there to make it more. I don't know what you do, but
this would be our responsibility. Don't worry about it. What I see so far, content might not be an issue, but your book cover needs to be edited. All right, this is what we spoke last night too. That needs to be edited. So that I'll do for sure. Once I would receive an ebook version from your side for the first book. I will have my editors review that, and whatever the changes needs to be done for editing, we'll go ahead and do that for you. And the cost, we don't charge anything extra for that. The cost for that will be included in the package. So I've already quoted everything for you in the package. You won't have to pay anything extra.
But $6,500, there's a lot entailed that you're doing for me, but...
Mm-hmm.
You said that you would give me, there would be a special discount or something, there was an offer?
Yep, there is an offer. There is a flat 30% discount that we are offering. on the total cost, all right? And if you're planning to go ahead and make the payment today, I can add the 30% discount. And if you want to make it in a one-off payment, I can offer you a 45% discount on the total fee. So half of the fee will be waived off.
Well, how much would that be?
If I add it to a one-off payment with the discounts, it would go down to $3,575 only instead of $6,500.
It would be 35 what?
3575.
Gosh.
But that would cover everything in one go, all right? I am not that, we are not that type of a company that, you know, I would charge you 500 now and 300 later on and then 400 later on and then 500 later on. It does not go like that. We tell you the fees upfront for what we will charge for the services. And then it's our job to make sure that we deliver you what you're actually paying for. All right? If I don't do that, we offer you 100% money back guarantee, and that's on our website. So you won't have to worry about that. In reference to the discounts that I've actually quoted to you, normally the discounts are offered for that we were offering were for only Easter, but I got them available for you today. And plus, instead of making it a payment plan, I would request you to pay it in a one-off payment, and that would help with additional 15%. So with all the discounts, I am, you know, waiving off almost $3,000 for you. Exactly the same amount that you paid to them. I'm waiving it that off for you in form of discounts.
Okay, well, see, my book is affiliated with BookBaby. And how can I get, should I just, see, this is what I think, really, that I should, okay.
Okay,
listen for a second.
Go ahead,
when
go.
I went to BookBaby, I didn't finish my manuscript yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was talking to them like I'm talking to you. And so it gave me the incentive, you know, it inspired me to really, among my busy, busy schedule here in my life, you know,
mm-hmm.
besides, you know, creating the book, it made me, it inspired me to really get the book done, you know. And so I took off, you know. I accepted the offer. So
makes sense.
I'm just explaining this to you because I'm in the process of creating another book. And
mm-hmm.
I think that this book with BookBaby, I just need to let it be, because it's the past,
mm-hmm.
and I believe the past is the past, and it's been 2 years. I don't need to put any more stress or energy or anything into that book. I believe that this new book I'm writing, I do believe a doorway has been open. I just have to trust and find the right people
mm-hmm.
to work with me and just make it right this time and find the people that, as you're saying, would do everything for me that I couldn't do before. So,
let me just tell you one thing over here. See, there is always a way to go back and fix the errors what you have actually made. All right. So I'm here to go and fix the errors for you for the first book. Again, this is something which is very much doable. BookBaby did publish your book on Amazon. They did publish your book on Barnes & Noble. They did make your book available on Walmart, on different places. So, you know, mostly, you know, the publishing part is already done from their end. Now, we just need to create some market so you can see sales coming in. And I am giving guarantee that in the next 3 to 4 months, you would see at least 1,500, 2,000 sales coming in. If you see these sales coming in, you would cover whatever you're investing with us plus whatever you invested with BookBaby. So your money won't go anywhere. It would come back to you in shape of sales for the first book. This is what I recommend. Secondly, in reference to the second part of the book, that is never a problem, all right? We would love to go and work with you on this. We offer ghostwriting. We offer editing services. We offer proofreading services, formatting services, pre-release marketing services, and then publishing services as well. So for the second book, I'm sure I can cater you and I can fulfill your requirements easily for the second one. For the first one, I would recommend you give me a chance to fix all this for you. See how things work. If they do not turn out to be impressive, again, you are not losing your money. With us, it's not that you're losing your money. You don't have to go in anything legal with us. Just drop me a text, Daniel, I'm done with it. I want a refund. And I'll refund you right away. And you're correct. Trust is required. It's the first step with us. All right. So, yes, I do need your trust, only 1% of it, just to show you how good we are. Once you would see the services, I'm sure I would earn the remaining 99% through my services, for sure. So I'm completely okay with that part.
But how are you, I mean...
That's my tactic. Don't tell me how would I do that. That's my tactic. That's my strategy. That's my tactic. I'll share that with you once you'll be on board, that what we will do and how we will bring in those sales for you. But they will be there with you, okay? Just need a bit patience from your end, all right? Where I'm asking you to give me 3 months, at least give me this amount of time. In that 3 months, it's not that you would just sit back and you would relax. It's not like that. Whatever the activities we are doing, writing blogs for you, writing articles for you, we would write press releases for you, create social media pages, everything will be shared with you that this is what we are doing, how we are doing. Do you approve it? When you approve it, we move on to the next part.
Okay, but what I'm asking is that legal since I have the book with BookBaby? I mean, I'm the owner, of course, but
of course.
I have it through BookBaby, but that's okay to advertise it and change it with you, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm saying that my legal team is backing up with you on this. All right, as soon as you're on board with me, I won't go ahead and let you go by paying that $3,000 on BookBaby, all right? My job would be to go and get that money back from them and hand it over to you. So as soon as you're on board, I would start the working, all right, that how we can claim the refund from BookBaby. I will read their terms and conditions, order cancellation process, what they've mentioned on their website, and, you know, create a loophole over there and try to bring in your money back, all right? We have a team of legal lawyers over here, so we are not even, you know, in a position where we have any issues with their financial or with the legal damages. You know, we are ready to go and take care of the legal part as well with BookBaby and get this thing taken care of. Because, you know, the first thing I told you stepped with me over the phone, I'm an author from last 13 years. When I was writing my first book, it took me 3 years to bring that book into market. So maybe I can understand that these type of companies could be a time waste and could be a waste of money. So I can maybe understand how, you know, mad you are at them or how bad it is to feel that, you know, your book is just left alone in the sea and there is no one to bring it, you know, to a next level. We can do that. But again, I would need your trust from your side. If you trust me, if you can give me 1% of your trust, I'm sure I can make this a great book ahead. And the second one would, of course, no issues at all. No worries at all for the second one. I'll give you one of my best account managers. She would coordinate with your second book. She would ask you questions about it. She will give you creative suggestions on this. And if you like, our suggestions, and if you're satisfied with the services, which I'm sure you would be, then we can talk about the second book as well. You can place an order for editing the second book and then see how good we are in editing too.
Okay, so, right now I have the money, but it's not, I would have to take it out, you know,
I don't have it in my cards right now. Yeah, I mean, I don't have it on my credit. It's put away in my bank. You know what I'm saying? So,
So do you want to pay it through a debit card or something? That also works.
I don't have it in my debit. I have it in the savings.
Oh,
so,
okay. So you want to transfer to your credit card and then pay for it?
Excuse me?
So you want to transfer to your credit card first?
I have to have the, yes, I have to transfer the funds to my debit.
Makes sense. Okay, this seems fair.
But see,
yep,
before I do that,
go ahead.
I hear everything you're saying, but I would have to have it in writing.
I would
have to have it in an email and the quote and everything before I actually pay for it.
Sure. I would love to. I'll go ahead and mention the complete list of services, and have it emailed over to you, along with the cancellation guarantee that we are talking about. That's there with you too. So there's nothing on the table for you to lose. And my contact details and everything will be there with you, in the email. Anything which is not making sense, anything is not, it's a question for you, let me know. We'll get that sorted out. As I said, Daniela, I just need that trust from you, all right? I know a few things have been, wrong in the market. Few people weren't able to satisfy you. But trust me, five fingers are never equal. If one company wasn't able to do the job, that doesn't mean that every company will do the same thing. So just need a bit trust of yours, and I'm sure I'll be there to go ahead and, fulfill your aims, and I'm sure your goal is completely doable. We got people, 7,000, 8,000 sales in 10 days as soon as the book was published. How did we do that? There's a tactic for that. There is a pre-release marketing that's called, which we would apply on the second book for you eventually. All right, that would bring in sales before the book is published. You would see pre-bookings coming in. There's a tactic to market a book. There's a strategy. All right, it's not that you just keep on running Facebook pages, you just keep on running advertisements on Facebook and you would see sales coming in. No, the right time is really important. All right, and at the moment, if you start with us now, summers is the best season to cash in your sales. So I'm sure with, before summer ends, you would cover your investment.
Okay.
That's the reason I'm so confident on it.
Again, you gave me several discounts here. And see, I'm telling you, first, if you can email me everything you discussed with me regarding trying to get my money back from Book Baby and everything we discussed.
No. See, I cannot. Hold on. Daniela, I cannot write in the email that I'll help you get a refund from Book Baby. All right? This is something personally I can help you with. All right? They have a different business. I run a different business. All right? I cannot step in and write in the email that we would hope you get your money back from Book Baby because, they can actually, if you show the email to them, they can actually make a case against us with no, with nothing in hand. So I cannot give that in writing because this is something which I'll personally help you with, all right? So services that you're talking about, marketing,
what is your other business you could help me with getting my money back? You mean off the record?
Yes, off the record. I cannot give you that in writing, of course.
And you would do that on your own time and not expect a percentage out of doing that?
No, of course not. I don't want a percentage out of it. You're satisfied. You're okay with it, all right? As soon as, as you're satisfied, it covers everything for me. I don't need a percentage out of that refund. You keep it for yourself. You have it. It's your money.
But, okay, the discounts and everything you're saying, basically it would be a $3,000, basically what I paid here for the Book Baby, around $3,000.
Indeed. And the discount that I've given you is saving $3,000 for you. So technically, it's saving what you have actually paid to someone else. And this is a coincidence now, all right? It does not mean that I'm having you save the same amount, all right? It's actually a coincidence that you're saving the same amount that you paid with Book Baby.
Okay, and it was originally a $6,500, but with all the discounts and everything, it comes down to the figure of 3.
5,575. Yes.
5,575.
No, it's down to 3,575, ma'am. It's a 45% discount.
Okay, 30%.
30% discount is there with you on Easter, the Easter promotion that we are running, and 50% discount, 15% discount we offer if you want to make payment in one-off payment. That means we won't give you any payment plan. You can pay this in one-off payment, and there will be an additional 15% discount. So this makes a total of 45% discount.
Okay, which is 3,005 what?
75.
3,575.
Yes.
If I pay it all at once.
Yes, to be specific.
Which give me another, if I pay it all at once, you give me another 15% off, which is 3,575.
Yes, you got it now.
And you will have that in an email for me.
I will do that for you. Of course I'll do that for you right now. I will give you this in writing. It's there with you. No worries about it. You read it out. You see everything is there with you, what I'm claiming, and then we would move forward. No worries. I'll give you everything in writing.
Well, obviously, I've talked to you a few times, and you must be on my trail. what I'm saying is it's really weird. Because every time I pop up, you pop up. I mean, you're there. And I think this is really, miraculous, if you want to use miraculous.
That's the best way to get a hold of us, tomorrow in case, if I'm not there.
But you're the same person.
Yes, because the point of interest is that.
You're not another person. I mean, you have other people there, but you see what I'm saying? You're the same person.
Why I accept your chat every time, I'll tell you. See, reason why no one else does that, because you spoke with me the first time. Now here, the process is that if I'm speaking with Daniel, that means I'm speaking with Daniel. No one would, call you, or no one else would speak to you except for the people that I allow. That, they can speak with you. For example,
may I ask, who are you in over there? What is your position? A customer support?
I am an ebook specialist, all right? My job is to guide people on what their next steps could be, how to make a book, a better book in coming future, and then looking at their requirements, I assign them the best team to work with them on this project.
Okay, so, and after, just say, I do this, I'm not going to talk to you again?
You will be. You will talk to the marketing team. You will be in touch with the account management team. I would be on the second priority for you, but I won't, it's not that you would lose me. I would always be there with you. If there is any question, any concern, you can call me, you can text me. I will be keeping an eye on the project, how things are moving forward. So I would take care of the things on the upper hand, and you would be in discussion with the team in detail for how things are moving forward. So on behalf of you, I would manage a project on the upper hand.
Okay, so you would be the ambassador of my project, which is your project.
Indeed. But instead of me, because I'm not available every time to speak with every client, like, for example, you're over the phone with me from the last 15 minutes. So at this point of time, I cannot cater anyone else. So for that, we have account managers available. There is an account manager that I will assign you, one of my best account managers, who would be your primary contact from day one to the project is delivered to you with your satisfaction. So there will be an account manager that will be helping you manage everything, and I would keep an upper hand on them and make sure that she's doing the things in right place, and, she's making sure.
Okay, I have a few emails, and if we're going to be doing this over the cell phone, I just created a Gmail. I have, Hotmail, which I found you on, and And then I just created a Gmail, which I think that would be easier because my Gmail's on the cell, which nothing is merged or linked to my laptop. You know, I keep the Gmail on my cell, and you understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
So my other emails are on my laptop, which I found you on. So what would be best to... I'm trying to figure, you know, because...
Gmail one would be the best one. If I can have access or I can have their email address for the Gmail account, I can email you over there.
Okay, the Gmail would be the best one.
Yep.
Because, yeah, I think so too. Because I know how to, you know, put it on my laptop without merging it. There's a way. There's a way to do everything without link and zinking, right? Right.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so I want to keep it as two separate entities, two separate devices. So I will give you, okay, this is what I'm going to do because I have to think. Obviously, you've been on my mind, and I'm a very... I believe in God, and, you know, and I am very, I am not a religious person, but I have a sacred relationship with God.
Everyone,
and Jesus,
you won't believe I do the same thing.
Huh?
You won't believe I do the same thing.
No, I believe in the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I, He's my friend. And, you know, the heaven's armies of angels, you know, I believe in that, and I trust them. And prayers and miracles and blessings, I have been praying. You know, it's not like when I need something, I go on my knees and say, hey, no. I talk and I pray all day long. I get up in the morning. I mean, I read my Bible. I'm a non-denominational, I'm not a religious person, but I have a sacred relationship with Jesus Christ, you know, and the Holy Spirit, and so anyway, we got, and you're saying you too?
Yes, exactly. I'm not a religious person, you know, myself, but yes, I believe in God.
And see, that's wonderful, because anyway... we're all God's children, and I believe He uses, you know, He opens doors, and anyway, okay, what I'm getting at is, if I'll give you my email address, my Gmail, which
is the Gmail one.
The
Gmail one, go ahead, please.
Yes, so I have to... think about it, and really, I can't make a decision right away, but I have to really, really think about this, because I believe my prayers have been answered, but if you could, everything we discussed with the fee, and what you'll be doing, and, you know, who you are in your position there, you know, everything we discussed in this email, is that possible?
Yes.
And
indeed,
you're
yes.
Saying...
Indeed.
What?
Yes, indeed, this is possible. I'll put everything in the email for you. You're right.
And with the fee, right?
I'm sorry?
And with that $35.75, right, that quote?
That is there with you, but Daniela, if you're thinking on it too much that you want to make a decision next week or maybe next month, I'll have to let go of the discounts.
No. I mean, I'm talking about within a week or so. I mean, or even sooner. You know, I have to just give me a chance, you know? And
I understand, but you do understand that Easter was back on 16th, and we are standing in 20th today. So I can request the department to hold it for the next 2 days more, before the weekend, but maybe extending it to next week won't be possible at all. I can just give you that 15% discount for the one-off payment, but 30% I'll have to let it go.
Well, then...
Today's Wednesday. I can help it to hold it till Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be 3 days, you know, you would have in your hands to make a decision and go for it.
Okay, and then you're telling me off the record, on your time, you would help me try to get my money back?
This is off the record, yes, of course.
Of course?
Of course I will.
I mean,
yes, of course I will.
I'm a nobody to you.
At the end of the day, see, if you become a client to, for example, you pay for the service, right, and you become a client at Noonbook Writing, then all your hassles, all your you know, issues that you're going through would be our responsibility. We will have to cater that for you, right? So if you are facing hassles with other companies where you have paid, so I'll try my level best that you get a refund on what you're actually, what you have actually paid, all right, and you're not getting any services against it. So I'll try to go and do that for you. But this is, again, off the record. I cannot mention this in an email and give it to you that I'll hope you claim a refund. This is not a part of services that we list on our website.
Okay, what I need from you, okay, and because I really, and I will make a decision by Friday, okay? I would like, again, if I'll give you my Gmail address,
go ahead.
And, but I'm not committing myself yet. I have until Friday.
Yes,
I
you have
up
opportunity till Friday to go and commit to the discounts and to the options.
Okay. And, okay, my Gmail is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
d218-8373@gmail.com.
Okay, so this email holds numbers more than words. So it goes like D for Daniela, 218-8373@gmail.com.
Yes, so my name, my name is Danielle, but it's Daniela. I mean, I'm an Italian, so I have a lot of different names. So my name on, it's Danielle, but I made it for a pin, I put Daniela. But I am I'm the same person, and you understand what I'm saying. When I contact you back, on this Gmail, it will say Danielle.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have a look.
My name is Danielle Marie Hamel, but I put a pin as Daniela Marie Hamel because I could for my author. So my name is Danielle.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That sounds great. I got this noted over here. Allow me quick 10 minutes from now. Let me go and compose, draft up an email for you, and I'll have that sent to you in the next 10 minutes. Now, I'm a new sender, so it's possible my email would land in your junk or your spam box. So have a look at it, and once you receive the email, I would appreciate a quick acknowledgement to it. And again, you have the complete time till Friday. Take your time. Any questions, any concerns you have on the project, let me know over the email. Call me up on the number that is there in the email with you. Text me up. I'll be there to answer you. And I'm sure we'll be able to create a great book together. So just put it on our shoulders and let us do the job. I'm sure you would not regret your decision.
And we're talking about the one that is out there already, right?
So book number one, yes.
Okay, so obviously you have my cell number because I didn't answer it, and you have this number, which we're talking on, so You called the other cell number, right? Yes, you did, and I didn't answer it. Okay, so I will confirm that I received your email, your notification on my Gmail, and I will respond to you by Friday, as well as confirm that I received your email.
Can you just confirm on receiving the email today and make a decision on Friday? I mean, at least I can understand you got the email. Instead of me waiting that, you know, you would get back to me or else. So would there be a possibility for this?
I don't want to commit myself to anything right now.
No, I don't want you to commit to me for the package. I want you to reply back to the email. You got it. An acknowledgement to the email. I received the email. All you need to write, I received. Yes, got it. That's it.
Okay. Hold on for a minute. Okay, so you're going to take about 10 or 15 minutes to do this, right?
Yep. Give me a quick 10 minutes. I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay.
And where are you? You're still over here. I see you over here. Yeah. Okay, so I'll disconnect you on the computer, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm there on the...
Okay, I see, if I say hello right now...
On the live chat.
Yeah, all right, which is, I don't know if it's disconnected.
It's disconnected.
But I'm going to disconnect you on the live chat.
Yeah, that sounds good. If you can just let me know on the live chat you received it, that would be helpful. That would be excellent.
Okay, well, I'll keep you there, but because I didn't see any live chat, I said hello.
You'll have to refresh the page again. You'll have to refresh the page again and see if it's you can join the live chat then.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't.
Okay, do me a favor. Give me a moment. Let me email you right away. And can you confirm it right away? Are you online to your email? Do you have access to your email right now?
I'm going to, it's on, hold on for a moment.
Sure thing.
Hold on. Okay, I have access. I'm waiting.
Okay, I'm done with it almost. Just sending it to you in a moment. Give me a very quick moment. Okay, the email is sent from my side. Daniela, can you just confirm if you received it?
Okay, it didn't come here yet.
You would have to refresh your inbox, I guess. It's sent from my side.
Nothing came. I don't see anything. It's the Gmail that I gave you. I don't see anything.
Okay, can you go ahead and check your spam or your junk box, see maybe the email has dropped over there?
I don't see anything.
In the spam box? On Gmail, you would have an option for spam.
Yeah, I know. I don't see it.
Well, it is sent from my side. It should be there already. Because I kept my personal Gmail account in CC to this, and I got an email. So I'm sure it should be there with you, too. If it's not even returned back, so it's there with you.
Okay, I don't...
Did you refresh?
I'm trying to, I don't have anything. I don't have any spam anything.
Are you trying to look it from your phone or from your laptop?
I don't have that link. My Gmail is on my phone, and I have a different one on my laptop.
Okay, the one that you gave me is available on your phone, right?
Yes, which is D as in Dan, 2188373@gmail.com.
It's the same one, ma'am. It's the same one. I'm sure that 90% of the time it drops me in a spam. It might land over there, but it should be there because I kept myself in CC. I have a Gmail account personally, too. So I kept myself in CC to the email, and I received it on Gmail one. So you would have received it, too. I guess it might have landed to your spam, or if you can refresh again, it's been a while now, refresh again, see if the email is there.
Nothing.
Let me try to send it to you from my Gmail account. Hold on. Gmail to Gmail would come faster. First, I'm sending you a test email right now. Give it a minute and refresh your inbox and see if you received the test email.
Okay, let me see here.
You got something there?
I don't have anything.
Can you send me an email? Is that okay and I'll reply you back over there? Let's try that way.
Okay.
My email address, if you're ready, let me know.
Okay, one moment. Okay, what is it?
It's D for Daniel, D.Garcia.
G-A-R-C-I-A?
G-A-R-C...
I-A?
Okay.
1692? 1692? At gmail.com.
Okay, dgarcia1692@gmail.com. Okay.
Yes. D. Garcia has a dot on it, so it goes like D. Dot Garcia.
Okay.
So try sending me an email. I would reply you back on it. See if you receive.
Hello.
Yep. Yep. A hello would work.
Okay, I'm going to send it now.
Sure. Let me know once it's sent.
Sending, it's sending.
Mm-hmm.
Sent, it's sent.
It's sent? Okay. Now, let me refresh my inbox for you.
Okay.
See, I received it too. From Daniela. Hello, this is Daniela. Okay, I received it too. Now, let me make an email reply on it.
Maybe I...
I made an email reply to you. See if you received it. Mm-hmm.
No. Maybe I don't know my set. I just made this spam. I mean, I just made this account, and maybe spam is not coming through. I don't know. Nothing in spam. I see two in spam, but I don't know. It says nothing in spam. And... I don't see you.
Okay, do you see two in spam? Could you just click on it and see which two are they?
But I can't, it won't let me open up spam, and I don't know how to.
No, it would land, see, if it's landing in your spam, there are two emails in your spam. That means there is someone who's trying to email you who's landing in your spam.
That means someone's trying to email me in my spam? Right. But I can't open it.
Is a new, okay, you would have to click on the spam box like you do on the inbox part, and you'll be able to open it.
I did click on the spam box, but it won't let me open it. It says nothing in spam.
Well, you said there are two emails in the spam, right?
Yeah, it says two.
Yep, I have emails in spam too, and it gives me a number. Besides the spam, that there are spam emails there with you. So if I click on it, then I'm able to review that, you know, which are those emails who emailed me.
I know, but on my end, Daniel, it says spam too, and I'm clicking on it, and it's nothing in spam. And I don't know how to fix that. It go to my general settings. I mean... Okay, bam, okay, chat, I mean, I don't know why I can't get your... I can't get it.
Oh. Okay, perfect. I have your contract drafted up.
I tap it and nothing comes up.
Okay,
let's see.
Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Danielle, still with me?
Yeah, I'm going to give you another, I'm going to send another, this is not working on this, so I'm going to send you you are D. Garcia. 1692, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. That's how it goes.
.com. And this is another one, okay? My other name, this is my maiden name, okay? I'll say Danielle here. Okay. Hello there, Danielle. Okay, I'm going to send this now, okay? And you should get this.
Okay, is it sent from your side? Let me know. Hey, I received one email from you now, again. I guess that is
okay,
from...
Okay, and you got it, okay?
That's from your Hotmail account.
Okay. That's from my what?
Hotmail.
Yes, that's right, yes. Okay, so you send it to this account, okay?
Because I didn't email you. I replied back to the email. Hi there, I got this email. Did you receive this?
Okay, you just sent it?
I replied an email back to you, yes, exactly.
Okay. Hey there. Okay, I got gotcha.
You.
You
got that email?
There you go. Okay. It says, I got this email. Hi there, I got this email. And
exactly.
That's you.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's me. Let me attach
so
the remaining email
let's
for you.
Let's do it on this end.
Okay, let's do it on this one. Let me see if I can send you this one. I've sent you one more email on the Hotmail account.
I don't know why it's not doing it on...
On the Gmail one. This is quite, abnormal because Gmail is much more better in terms of services. It's much more better. It's much more user-friendly to against Hotmail. And the best part is that Gmail, does not do that much spamming. Hotmail does. Hotmail does throw me in spam normally because I'm a news sender to my clients.
I don't know.
I've replied you back, all right, again, with the service information to it on the Hotmail account. See if you can find me in your inbox now or maybe in your junk or spam box.
I don't know why that is doing that. Okay, so let me see. Okay, wait.
Sure.
Okay, here you go. Happy Wednesday.
It was
okay,
a pleasure discussing your requirements over the chat.
All this book marketing and everything. And
yep, the packages, and then you can see the second package over there as premium marketing bundle. Regularly charged $6,500, discounted down to $3,575. That's in yellow. And then you can see the list of services we would cover for you. And then we have another package which you might not be interested for, but it's there with you, the elite marketing. Then you have the payment plan, and then you have my information in the email at last and my signature.
Okay, the bundle of $12,999?
That's the elite one, elite marketing. You don't want to go for elite, right? You're going for the premium marketing.
Yeah.
So premium marketing is for $6,500. It's above the elite marketing.
Okay, let me. And okay, so let me just look it over and I'll get back with you.
No problem, ma'am. Take your time. Anything which is a question for you, let me know. My cell phone, my email address, the landline, personal, Hotmail email, everything is mentioned in the email. Do look at it. My address is also there with you. We are based in New York City, so that's also there with you. Have a look at it. Let me know if anything is a question, and I will be there to answer you. Okay?
Okay, let me see. Okay. Okay, that's your phone. I could get in contact with you here.
Yep. The 2241 number, the number that's starting with 224-419-4670, that's my cell phone.
Okay.
So you can text me.
Okay, let me see this now.
Okay.
Let me see something here. That was my brother. Okay. Okay, so I think, all right, there's problems. I have to get back with him. Okay, so Daniel, yeah. Okay, I have up until Friday, right?
Yep.
Okay, and let me look over this. And if I have any questions before Friday, I could talk to you, right?
Absolutely. Even after Friday, you can talk to me.
Okay. okay, because I do need to do something fast. What I know New York, you know, I'm from New York.
Oh, wow.
I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, nice. That's quite
yeah.
Near my office.
Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn and at the Methodist Hospital 55 years ago. How old are you?
How old would I be?
I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, okay. Hey, 38. I'm 55.
You don't sound one. To be very honest, you don't sound to be 55.
See, I'm an Italian. I'm full-blooded Italian. You're Latino, right?
I'm a Mexican.
Oh, you're a Mexican. Well,
yep.
Okay. Well, you're same. Mexican and Latino are similar, correct?
Similar is correct. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, hi, 38. I'm 55. Okay. Okay, I know that you have a private life and everything, so when's the latest I could call you on
Whenever
your cell?
You feel like you can drop me a text or maybe call me up. If I'm not there, you can leave me a message. As soon as I'll be free, I'll call you back if I don't answer, in case.
Okay, I'll leave you a text, and I think, okay, all right, because our time is an hour difference. I'm on Central. You're ahead. I think, what time do you have?
It's EST. We are in Eastern time zone, so it's 5:43 at our end.
Yeah, okay. All right, I will get back with you, and I thank you.
No problem, ma'am. I shall wait for email reply to come in. Thank you very much, Daniela. You gave me one hour, 30 minutes over the phone today. Really appreciate that. And again, as I said, just need 1% of a trust and we'll make a great book together. So think about it. Do your research. If you need anything from my end, let me know. I would love to go and help you on this.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I shall wait for email to come in. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye.